toothbrushes. And McKinley says doctors and health authorities will be on the lookout for other possible cases of bacterial meningitis, but Lauren says cases are usually isolated. A group of community leaders is kicking off a campaign to get voters to approve a hike in Champaign County's sales tax rate next month. The organizers of the campaign, calling itself Citizens Looking at Supporting Schools or Class, knows that it may be an uphill battle calling for a higher sales tax with current economic conditions. But co-chair Susan Abbott believes voters will respond to two potential benefits, a proposed property tax reduction from the county school districts and an influx of tax money from outside the area.
People who travel to our county and shop in our county, they perhaps eat at our county restaurants, but they live outside of the county, they'll be supporting Champaign County schools in a little bit as well.
The referendum calls for a 1 cent per dollar tax on any sales in the county, excluding groceries, drugs, vehicles, and farm equipment. The money would be split among districts based on enrollment, and they would have to use it for capital projects or to retire existing debt. Each district says once the tax is in place, they would reduce their property tax levies by varying amounts. Champaign County's clerk believes any delay in absentee voting due to a legal dispute over a ballot item should be settled by tomorrow. Mark Sheldon's office stopped mailing those ballots today. A judge's decision in Cook County has prompted a halt in mailing of absentee ballots in the state. The judge said inaccurate language was included in the item in question, asking voters if another constitutional convention should be held. All parties involved in the dispute are expected back in court tomorrow morning. Sheldon says the judge will likely decide on either changes to ballots or a notice that corrects information on the ballot item.
I'm pretty optimistic that there's just going to be a ruling and a order and a ballot question language, and all these things are going to come down by noon tomorrow in a way that everyone can agree on and we can move forward in this election and have as fair an election as is possible at this point.
Sheldon says he doesn't believe the judge's ruling applied to clerk's offices outside Cook County, but he's agreed to abide by the temporary halt of sending out ballots, noting the legal matter could wind up in another court. The absentee ballots are still being processed within Sheldon's office. Illinois community colleges say state budget cuts are impacting their ability to carry out their mission. Sean Crawford reports.
The two-year colleges are often seen as a cheaper alternative to four-year universities, but the cost has been rising, nearly doubling at many institutions over the past decade. A funding reduction for community colleges this year won't help that situation, according to Sue Morris, vice chair of the State Community College Board.
When parents start looking at tuition and they look at the four-year universities and they look at the community college, they say, oh, well, this is more affordable. So it is more affordable on that level. But the other shift that is happening is that we are losing some students that cannot afford even what, you know, to some seems affordable, to others is insurmountable.
Morris says among the changes the board wants to see include state reimbursement for giving veterans free tuition. Morris says community colleges were the only sector of education that took a financial hit from the state this year. I'm Sean Crawford.
I'm Tom Rogers, AM 580 News.
Today's programming is made possible by Silver Creek in downtown Urbana, serving lunch and dinner every day with a brunch on Sunday. For 17 years, Silver Creek has been bringing to the table freshly baked artisan breads, prime steaks and chops, fresh fish and pasta dishes, and delightful pastries made by Silver Creek's Swiss pastry chef.
It's 5:33. Mike Sola has a look at our forecast.
Well, Tom, the forecast looking pretty good, warming up a little bit as we get into the weekend with just a slight chance for a couple showers, and it looks like that'll be generally a chance for just some light rain on Sunday. As I said, warming up, our high temperature today in the middle 60s, our high temperature tomorrow upper 60s, and then as we get into the weekend, we'll work to the low and then upper 70s. So a little bit of a reversal of our trend towards fall weather, and we will do so, as I said, with a fair bit of sunshine. There will be clouds around. In fact, tonight will be partly cloudy. A low temperature down to around 43 degrees. Winds will be shifting around to the southwest at 5 to 10 miles per hour tonight, and then back to the west and northwest tomorrow as a little weak disturbance tries to push into the area. Intervals of clouds and sunshine for Friday, the high temperature up to 69 degrees. Partly cloudy for Friday night, great night for football, low temperature 45 degrees, and then mostly sunny on Saturday with a high temperature of 72, and then partly to mostly cloudy on Saturday night with a low temperature of 53. There will be a chance for a scattered shower or two on Sunday under a partly sunny sky, High temperature up to 78 degrees. And the Illini play this weekend in Ann Arbor, Michigan. Looking for generally quiet conditions there as well, with high temperatures on game day Saturday of around 62 degrees and partly sunny skies. Winds will be generally light and variable. Game kickoff time at 2:30. And then Sunday, tonight across the two-state area, northern sections, a few scattered light showers possible primarily across Indiana. Central sections partly to mostly cloudy. Lows generally between 40 and 45.
From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. Now to new developments in the presidential race. The McCain campaign says that it's pulling the plug in the battleground state of Michigan. It was one of the blue states Republicans had hoped to turn red this year. The state and its 17 electoral votes have gone Democratic in the last four presidential elections, but this year, McCain was thought to have a good shot. NPR's Don Gagne joins us to explain. Don's himself a native Michigander. Don, Michigan no longer a battleground.